Hi guys, welcome back to the Passion Podcast. It's Louis Giglio coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia, and we are back. It seems like every time we do a podcast, Brad, it opens with the line, "We're back." Why is that? It must be that we're not regular with the podcast, maybe, that we take some breaks occasionally. I think I looked it up, and maybe it was May since the last time we did a podcast, which is really not great, but we are back, and that means that
Passion is near.
Passion's right around the corner. 30 days to Passion, Atlanta people, Phillips Arena coming quick. And so we're back. We want to make sure everybody's linked up, that our hearts are all synced together coming in to Passion Atlanta and Passion Houston this year, our first time venturing out to the great city of Houston for Passion. And we've got a lot of things to tell you about Passion Atlanta, but before we get to that, we just wanted to say Merry Christmas to everybody, for crying out loud. We want to say Merry Christmas. We hope everybody is in good spirits today, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And we just want to say congratulations. You made it through another semester and you made it home. There's no greater feeling, by the way. In fact, it is almost worth, this is my own personal opinion, but it's almost worth taking finals just for the feeling you get when you're finished with finals.
That's bold.
That's bold, I know, but there's few better feelings in life than the feeling of taking your last final exam and loading up the car and heading out of town. It's just one of those giant reliefs. And at that point, you don't care what you made. You don't care if you crashed and burned. You don't care. You know, I'm finished and I am headed home. And it's one of the great feelings of life. Maybe you weren't in school, not trying to leave anybody out today. Maybe you're just trying to make it to the end of the year, make it to Christmas, make it to whatever. But we just want to say Merry Christmas. And we've been celebrating Advent at Passion City Church for the last few weeks. And I think a lot of people now, it's really exciting, are celebrating Advent more and more all around the world. But Advent's just stopping, it's pausing, it's being still in this season of Christmas to remember that God has come through for us. That's what Christmas is saying to us in its heart, is that God came through. He made a promise. He set up a hope for people. Then centuries went by, but he came through on his promise and a baby was born. And we know that today. And we know that he's made another promise, and that is he's coming back to this earth and he's going to make everything right in this world. But we're waiting. We're sort of in the in-between time when Christ has come and Christ is coming again, when Christ has fulfilled his promise and when he's going to ultimately fulfill the greatest promise of all, and he's going to wipe away every tear from our eye. There'll be no more sorrow, no more suffering, no more pain, and everything is going to be made brand new, and I cannot wait for that day. But in the meantime, here we are, Merry Christmas, and it is merry. It's merry, it's exciting, it's happy, it's the holidays, it's parties, but for a lot of people, and that's what we've been talking about at Passion City, for a lot of people, it's the hardest time of the year. And I bet for some of you guys listening today, for you, Christmas is a hard road because being home isn't easy. A family isn't maybe the most pleasant thought of all. Maybe the pressure of it all really stacks up, and it's not all happy. It's really actually a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress. And then we've just got people everywhere who are going through the hardest times, and our family's one of those right now, just going through some difficult times, some challenges and some health issues, and so many other families like that celebrating Christmas with a prognosis waiting on them. And so what we've been saying is that everybody's waiting on something. And everybody listening to this right now is waiting on something, waiting on a job, waiting to figure out if your parents are going to split up, waiting on a baby, waiting on a doctor to give you a report or a scan to come back, waiting for a season of life to end, waiting for a husband or a wife to get in their right mind and come back, waiting for some healing to happen. And what we've said the whole time is so powerful, this idea that we're all waiting on God. Everybody today is waiting on God for something. But the power of Christmas is that we're waiting with God. And so it sounds backwards, right? But we're waiting on God with God. We're waiting for God to work in our lives. But in the process of the waiting, God is with us. And that's the story of Christmas. It is Emmanuel, God with us. That's what Isaiah said. The virgin is going to give birth to a child, and they'll call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. So not just God in a manger, but God in the mess. Not just God in Bethlehem, but God in a waiting room. Not just God on that Christmas night, but God on this night. Wherever we are and whatever we walk through, Jesus is saying, I'm here. And the situation may not resolve completely today. In fact, what we talked about this Sunday was so powerful. We talked about how God may not want to resolve the situation today because the work that he's doing in our lives may be bigger than just simply resolving our tension. He may be refining our character and making us into something we could never imagine we could be without going through the desert and going the long way for God to show us His sufficiency, His faithfulness, His dependability in our lives. And that's what He did with Israel. He led them out of Egypt. They could have taken a 10-day journey to the Promised Land. They would have had to fight the Philistines, which they were in no shape to do in that moment. But God wanted to show them that He was going to be enough for them, that He really was the Promised One leading them to the Promised Land. And so it says He took them out by the way of the desert, took them out to a dead end at the Red Sea so that they could panic and God could come through, so that they could realize they don't have a chance, and then God could come through and work on their behalf, and they could always be marked with the faithfulness of God, who always comes through for us just at the right time. So Merry Christmas to everybody out there. If you're having the best Christmas ever, if you're drinking a latte right now, and you've had a cinnamon spice something, and all of your family's just wonderful and loving, and you're getting everything you want, and you got an extra job and a bonus, and you're just so excited, and all your grades have come back, and you've just made the dean's list for the fourth consecutive semester, then absolutely Merry Christmas to you. No, all kidding aside, congratulations. But if you're going through a hard time right now or you feel alone, I just want you to know you are not alone, because we're right here with you on the Passion Podcast today, and God put us in your world today to remind you that Jesus is near, and He will never leave. He'll never walk out the door. He'll never turn His back on you. He will never forsake you. He will wait with you. No matter how long the waiting is, He will wait with you. And while you're waiting, you'll have what you need, because Jesus is all we need. Merry Christmas. Man, I'm encouraged. I'm so glad I came today. I'm just so glad I came. I might rewind that and listen to that again today.
I'm with you on that. It's powerful.
So encouraging. Amazing. And Passion Atlanta, Brad, I mean, it sold out. I mean, what do you know about that?
Well, it's great news, but it's also bummer news, because we also know there's a bunch of people that wanted to come that can't get in.
But yeah, you do the math, and you go from a football stadium, a dome, to a basketball arena, you're thinking you got problems. Yeah,
it's a good problem to have, but there's a lot of people that want to come. It's going to be amazing. We also have Houston, which is also, you know, an opportunity for people to get there.
Yeah, you know, people have been asking, and I think maybe everybody doesn't know, why is it not in the Georgia Dome, and why is it 2 days this year and not 4 days? And so in case you missed the memo on that somewhere along the way, the Dome just wasn't an option for us this year. There's a football game in there on New Year's Eve every year, and the Falcons have to hold certain dates for playoffs before the season starts. And so there's a little window of time that you might or might not be able to work in. And this year, that window of time wasn't enough. And if the Falcons had been in the playoffs, which we now know isn't a reality, but had that happened, I think we would have had 1 day for Passion. We would have loaded in, had a day, and then loaded out. And that's not doable. And so we had to find another option, and all for us that meant was that God is coming up with a new plan. God wants us to do something different. God's shifting our focus a little bit, and so we said, hey, let's go back to Phillips Arena, and let's go to a different format, and let's do a Friday, all-day Saturday and Saturday night, and let's do that in another city. And so Houston, Texas emerged, so we got two locations, 2 days, and people say, well, it's going to be 2 days, and that's less than 4 days. It's not going to be as good as last year. Trust us on this, because we've done one-day events around the world.
Yeah.
We've done one-night events around the world. We've done two-day events in America and around the world. We've done weekend events. We've done four-day events. We've done outdoor events. We've done indoor events. We've done on-campus events. We've done in arena events. We've done all kinds of events over our 17-year journey with Passion. And every time God shows up, yep, and God comes through. And so we're not presupposing that God's going to show up, because that's up to God, but we are praying and asking Him to come. But God can do, here's what I believe, God can do what God wants to do in the time allotted to do it in. And if God has a conversation on a subway with somebody, He can change their world in one conversation, if that's what He has. If He has a four-day, five-day summer camp week, He can change your life at summer camp. If He has a weekend retreat, He can change your life there. And He can definitely change our destiny in a night, in a full day, in a night at Passion 2014, and we believe He's going to do that, and people are going to walk out the door going, I can't believe how far God has brought me since we came through the door, and I can't believe how much hope God has planted in my heart in these days. So it's shorter, and we're in Phillips Arena, and it's sold out. But you're resourceful. That's what we believe about college
That's
students.
Right.
You are the most resourceful people on the planet. So here's the thing. If you want to get into Passion Atlanta, you're going to get into Passion Atlanta. You're going to check Craigslist. You're going to call your friends. You're going to email everybody. You know, you're probably going to come and stand outside the door at Phillips Arena on Friday
tickets.
And say, I need one ticket. And somebody's going to go, hey, we just had a guy that couldn't show up. And you're going to get your ticket. So don't give up if you want to get in.
Yep.
Somewhere around 20,000 people are going to be in that arena. And if you want to be one of them, I got a feeling God's going to work it out for you to figure out how to get a ticket and get in the door. But the other good news is that Houston, we still have room. So that's beautiful and amazing. And if you want to be a part of Passion 2014, you do not have to miss out. You might have to road trip it a little bit. But if you, you know, what's worse than that, you know? I mean,
and you're resourceful.
Coming.
Get
yeah.
to Houston.
And you're resourceful. So figure out how to get to Houston. It's going to be amazing.
What I think is cool, Louis, is that it's 2 days. It's shorter, but there's still students from 33 countries coming.
Unbelievable. To Passion Atlanta.
To Passion Atlanta. That's just Passion Atlanta. And also, over 1,000 campuses will be represented in Phillips Arena.
Wow. So this is incredible. So we're not talking about just a few schools from the Southeast coming.
People
We're talking
coming
about
from
people
everywhere.
Coming from all over the place. Over 1,000 different campuses represented, 33 different nations represented at Passion 2014 Atlanta. If this is your first time coming, can we just see a show of hands, by the way, just really fast? We're taking a quick... Wow, look at that, Brad.
Amazing.
Look how many people are coming for the first time. So they weren't even at the Dome. They don't even know. They're like, we don't even know. We just knew we're supposed to come. We've heard it's amazing, and we're giving it a shot, and we're going to be there this year. So to all of you newcomers that just raised your hand, welcome to Passion 2014. 2014. Wow, you are in for something really special. And one thing I want people to know about today, Brad, is that we always, when we gather, we don't want it to just be about us. And so there are a couple of ways people need to know about today to get ready for at Passion 2014 of how what we're doing in the arena can impact people not only in the city of Atlanta, but people on the other side of the world. And one of those is our famed drop off as you come through the front door. If you're listening along, say it with us today. Don't forget to bring your
towels
and socks. That's right. Look, these people know they're ahead of us already. They were already there. Why are we bringing towels and socks?
We're bringing towels and socks because when a bunch of Jesus followers gather together in the same city, we believe that the city should feel the wake. And it's just a simple way for all of us to show up in the door with something and for the people of Atlanta to feel the love of Jesus through, you know, a tangible need that they have. So 20,000 towels, 20,000 pairs of socks. That's pretty awesome.
I think those socks come in a package of 6 or 10 or 12. So we could really hit it hard on that. That's going to go to take care of some of the needs, the practical physical needs of people who are challenged in our own city with homelessness. And it is a very real thing for someone to see a tangible expression of God's love for them. Here's the kicker, though. Normally, people come to Passion. It's 4 days. They forget their towels and socks. We talk about it the first day, and they go, oh, the towels and socks. And they go raid the Walmarts and the Targets of Atlanta, and they come back the next day with the towels and socks. Or they go to the house they're staying at and get those people's towels and bring them back. And this year, there's just one opportunity. It's Friday night. You can bring them on Saturday morning when you come back, for sure. But it's a very short window. So you please tell your friends, tell everybody you know, put it in your backpack, put it in the suitcase on the way, a new or like new towel and a brand new pair of socks for man, woman, or children. And then secondly, we're going to be able to impact the lives of people on the other side of the world. And I'm so excited about this. We're going to be raising money to support an organization who is taking scripture to the people of Iran. And we're talking about people who've never held a Bible before, who've never read in their language, Farsi. They've never read a word of scripture before in their language. And they live in a country where the scripture is restricted, where worship is restricted, where openly professing your faith in Jesus is restricted. But we have a partner who is amazing at getting scriptures into the hands of these people, and we are going to help them get thousands and thousands and thousands of scriptures, and we're going to tell an amazing story of how God is moving in this part of the world. But then we're going to just take up an offering. We're not going to have freedom stations. We're not going to do standing in line. It's just going to be, here we go, everybody. Let's give. So come to Passion 2014 with a towel and a sock, prepared to touch the city, but come with some extra cash, prepared to give so that we can get scripture into the hands of people around the world. We're going to do that both Atlanta and Houston, towels and socks. socks in Atlanta and towels and socks in Houston. So either city you're coming to, don't forget, it's more than just what happens to us in the arena. It's what happens to the city we come to, what happens to the people of the world because we gathered in Jesus' name.
Yeah, it's just remembering that together we are a force for good. And we want that to be on full display at Passion Atlanta and Passion Houston.
Yeah, if you've missed out on that before, it just simply means this, that none of us alone can do everything that needs to be done in the world. But if we each play a small part, it's amazing what poor college students can do to touch the world in unbelievable ways. Last year, it was just phenomenal to watch people giving for freedom for people around the world. And that, those gifts, if you were a part of that at Passion Atlanta, your gifts are still being released into people's lives and into ministries, checkbooks, even right now. And so 11 months later, a difference is still being made in people's lives. The long tail residual of our generosity, we'll only know when we get to heaven. It's going to be amazing to see.
I just got the chill bumps from thinking about what college students have done over the last few years.
Yes, unbelievable. And people think, you know, they don't have any cash, but apparently somebody's got cash. I don't know who it was, but it works out every time. Yeah. So we just wanted to drop in, say a little Merry Christmas to you guys. We wanted to touch base. You got something else for us, Brad?
I think there's one more update we should get out to the people.
Uh-oh,
specifically.
Is this like a little special news item?
You'll be glad that you're listening to the Passion Podcast.
If you're coming to Houston, if you're thinking about coming to Houston,
or know somebody that wants to come,
or if you've been praying
about
coming to Houston, or if maybe you just didn't think you were going to make it to Houston, but you really wanted to, you've got great news, man.
I think you should tell the news, Louie.
No, I want you to tell them. This is pretty exciting.
Well, for Houston, this is the first announcement for it. We have a bunch of scholarships available for the men that are wanting to come to Houston.
Whoa, the men are actually getting something this time.
It's finally the men. Beth Moore's come through the last few years with helping women get there, helping some girls get there, but now the men have a way. Why don't you tell us the specific requirements to get those scholarships?
The requirements are very simple. You're a guy. And that's just the first time we've ever been able to say that, because we've been so generous with scholarships for ladies. But you're a guy and you want to come to Passion Houston. You're 18 to 25 years old. You have a financial challenge. And so this isn't just a giveaway because that sounds better than you paying for it, or your parents paying for it, or your family paying for it. This is for people who, if you don't have assistance, you're not going to make it there. But you have to be able to cover all the rest of your expenses. And so what we don't want to do is end up saying, we've got a limited number of scholarships, we're going to give one to you, but then you don't know how you're going to get to Houston, and at the end of the day, you can't get there, and that scholarship could have been used by somebody else. So you have to know, I can get there. I can get in the van with the people from our church, or I can get in the car with my roommate, or I live near enough to Houston, I can drive there. I can get there. I'm 18 to 25, and I really have been praying, because if I don't have a scholarship, I don't see a way to make it there. And we always say, by the way, to people, because we don't want to leave out of the equation the possibility that God could just come through for you. So if you have a financial need to Atlanta or Houston or your travel or anything, just keep asking God. God, will you open a way and provide a way for me to go? It's so frustrating sometimes. Somebody says, well, I really want to go to that, but I can't afford it. And I'm like, well, it's still 60 days from now. How do you know God won't come through if you ask him to do something that only he can do and to make provision for you? So are we saying how many scholarships, Brad? Or are we just saying we have some? Do you got a magic number over there?
Yeah, we have 300 scholarships.
300 scholarships?
They're going to go quick. You got to go online.
300 guys are coming to Passion because, and I don't want to say who, but a few generous people made some gifts and said, we specifically want guys in Houston to be able to experience this who can't afford it. So if you know people, this is your in. You call them up and you say, hey, I know you weren't thinking about coming because you couldn't afford it, but guess what? You can get a scholarship. So you go to the website, Passion 2014, click on Houston, look down under...
it's going to be on a promo box on the main page.
Great.
And this is the first time we're announcing it, so go quickly before they're all gone.
And we're not going to tweet about it before this podcast hits, right?
So correct.
People will get a chance to hear it here first. So if you're listening to this podcast the first day it came out, you're the first to know. If you're listening to it a few days later, maybe there's some still left, but you might check. And even if they're gone, you can still pray and God's going to make a way for you.
Yeah. Can't wait. 30 days till Atlanta, 60 days till Houston. It's just going to be amazing.
And 5 days till Christmas.
Even better.
Crazy. So Merry Christmas, everybody. God is with you. Emmanuel has come to ransom all of us and bring us into the place he wants us to be. So celebrate, enjoy your family, drink deeply of the riches of Christ and the miracle of Jesus being born into our lives to lead us on into his plans and purposes for our lives. We'll be back with another Passion podcast in just a few days. We're on the way to Passion Atlanta and Passion Houston. We'll see you guys soon.